But before the music break, way earlier, I mentioned that I would have Paul, Rugby Region, and Hollywood Bets in studio. We're going to be talking to them a little bit. Hollywood Bets donated a large sum of money to Paul, Rugby Region. I'm talking to Vida Klassen and Junaid Murat tonight. Good evening. How are you doing?
Good evening. I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having us here.
No problem. It's good.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. Junaid, I'm going to start with you quickly. Junaid, where did it come about for donating to Paul Rugby Region? Where did the concept and the idea start for that?
Look, so obviously we know that Paul is a rich rugby area and region. Obviously, a lot of Springboks coming from Paul. There's a lot of clubs. It's you know, it's well known across not only South Africa but the world for rugby. Obviously, I come from Paul as well, and I knew that obviously there's a need for corporates and companies like Hollywood Bets to get involved in rugby in the region, but also that you know, the support base, the communities, the clubs, people are very passionate about it. So for me, I mean, when I looked at it, and when the company Hollywood Bets looked at it, they obviously saw the marriage between, you know, that rich history of rugby and the support base and the communities and obviously the brand. And, you know, that's how it came about. I gave Vida a call, and the rest is history.
Okay, now I'm going to switch over. You just mentioned that. Vida, so when approached with the idea, what was the first initial thought? Obviously, Junaid just spoke about how crucial... Kapow and I have this saying, we say rugby drive apparel. And were your initial reaction to this call, how was it? And like the... Obviously, your reaction to how you would disperse this money now.
I cannot even explain how I felt when I was approached by Hollywood Bets. Because, as you know, we're coming from a tough time since the drought.
Yeah.
And that was 2017, 2018. And from that time, things just went downhill for us. And what make it worse is... the facilities that we're using is not able to see to the needs that we have, to have our peoples maybe like under roof to watch the games and all of these things.
Yeah.
But when approached, it was like manna from heaven, if I can put it that way, because we're struggling to get donations from our businesses. We also cannot keep them at ransom for that, because, you know, nowadays, everyone will tell you we're all struggling. But I want to give a big thumbs up and thanks to Hollywood for coming on board and coming to meet us halfway. And our main aim is to build a deep relationship with Hollywood Bets, because obviously it's a give and take situation.
Junaid, what was, if I may talk about it, what was donated? Can I ask how much was donated to the Paul Rugby Region?
Look, so yeah, from our side, I mean, we look at firstly what the needs are. There's a budget that Hollywood Bets would have for projects like this. We look at what the needs are, and we always feel that the money is better spent in actually providing that need, as opposed to, you know, just giving a cash sum. So we sat down, I sat with Vida, and we looked at what is the immediate need of the communities. And as many of sports people or rugby people would know, that some of the regulations of Western Province Rugby and SA Rugby, for that matter, requires technical areas for teams, for the reserves to sit in, for the coaches to move from. So they have these technical areas for each of the teams, and we know Dal Yosefata has five fields. You know, I've seen the situation where, you know, people are sitting in the rain, they're sitting in the sun. We welcome other teams, and we can't provide adequate shelter for them. And we said the first need is gazebos.
Yeah.
And, you know, Hollywood has come on board and said we will contribute 10 gazebos to the region, so that at least, you know, that from that dignity. And what Vida was talking about is, you know, how do we make it adequate? I mean, you have guys that love the game. They're sitting there. They're sitting in the rain, or they're sitting in the hot sun. They don't have shelter. You know, you can't operate sort of professionally in that sense. And we thought that is the immediate need. And you know, Hollywood came on board and said, look, we'll contribute 10 gazebos to you, so that we know that every Saturday when those games take place, then the reserves, the coaches, the administrators, etc. You know, they have that shelter that they need.
Okay.
And that is what we obviously contributed towards the region for this season.
Vida, is the donation dispersed among all 9 clubs, or is it, if you need, you can ask and we'll provide, or does it get divided up to the clubs?
All clubs will make use of it.
Mm-hmm.
As we say, Taliwesefat is our home base. So obviously there will be shelter on all 5 clubs, and that is what we're starting to work with now, for now. Moving forward, we hope that we will broaden the horizons with Hollywood Bets, in order to look further into our further needs. And it should not actually stay with Hollywood. We hope that other businesses will also come on board, because remember, this is all for the community and no one else.
Mm.
Because if we talk rugby, like you said, rugby is a most, how can I put it now? But the sport that is attracting currently the most people within Paul and keeping our Paul people busy.
Mm.
Because without rugby, we had rugby during COVID and people got frustrated because there's no rugby. Even when it was opened and it was, oh no, no spectators, people couldn't wait for the rugby to start, because that is what keeps us together as a community. And we wanted to remain that way moving forward as a community.
To you lastly, Junaid, is there anything lastly you'd like to add to the Paul Rugby region? And obviously you know, contribution means a lot. It's not easy as these teams, you know, we don't want to beg for something, because obviously, as Vida said, this is a sport that attracts, and club rugby is not widely looked at as it is international rugby, and it's not mainly focused on, but those who there appreciate what you do. So thank you so much.
Look, yeah, so just from our side, obviously Hollywood Bets is we're about sports.
Yeah.
That's what we're about. We're about communities. We're about giving back to the communities that we operate in as a brand, and showing that we care. And I think this will go a long way, firstly from a brand perspective, and to show the community of Paul that, you know, we are there, we do care, we are going to get involved, we do want to support you. And, you know, it is, as we say, the rock of Paul. To use the pun, because of Paul Rock, but rugby is the rock of Paul, and Hollywood Bets getting involved is just a no-brainer. And, you know, we hope that this is a long and fruitful relationship, and, you know, that the community in the end of the day benefits from it.
Lastly, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yes, once again, I want to thank Hollywood, and I would also like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to come and inform the community that this is how far we're going in order to make sure that rugby remains healthy within the Paul fraternity or the Paul community. I really hope that this relationship will, I know in my heart, that we can take it far if we want to as parties. Because what we will bring to the table, Hollywood will also only benefit out of it. And what they will bring, the whole community will benefit. And together we'll stand strong.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. That was Vida Class.